Blog Talk Radio. oppressor against thy people, consulting against thy hidden one. They said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name Israel be no more in remembrance, consulting together with one consent, confederate against you. Do unto them like those who say, let us take to ourselves the house of Yahweh.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
strong in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand in the fire. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, once you see all the goodness of the ministry, then we'll throw some things on tape and ask you what you think about 5:22:5. See, after we get them all situated, we'll ask them a question. Did we do Luke 12:12 already? No. Oh, Luke 12:12, Brother Micaiah. So see, one thing about it, we're going to ask people questions after we get them to sit down in the six anointed camps. Then we can ask you some questions. But we're going to look at you like you all good. But then we're going to ask you something. Luke 12:12, Brother Micaiah, what's that say?
Book of Luke 12:12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. No doubt about it. And like we said, we're doing street teaching now on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. We're in the garden, and we're going to do some street teaching now. And we're going to meet them where they're at. And although we might be looking right at them, when it comes down to 22:5 of Deuteronomy. What it says in Deuteronomy 22:5 there, Brother Micaiah, we might be looking right at you on Deuteronomy 22:5. We might be looking right at you, but we're going to ask you some questions of who you are and do you understand what you read? We're going to work you over. But we might be looking right at you on 22:5 of Deuteronomy. What does it say?
Deuteronomy 22:5 reads, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all they do so are abomination unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah."
You see that? So we might be looking at a woman having jeans on, short pants or whatever. We're going to ask you some questions first. We're going to see what you're working with. We're going to see if there's any hope in you. Because we remember something that Reuben says in testimony of Reuben. Brother Micaiah. Mm-hmm. Reuben stood before his sons, and he's the firstborn son of Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel. Now, he made a statement to his sons. He called his sons all together. And in a testimony of Reuben, he made some final statement. Let's see what he said that we can read in the testimony of Reuben chapter 2:1-2. And we'll skip down to 13, down to verse 17. See, if you want to know what's through today, look back at yesterday, and we'll be able to put things together. Now, Reuben, it's the firstborn son. Matter of fact, give me the roll call in Exodus chapter 1. Give me the roll call of the children of Israel. Yeah, I need the roll call. Then, after you do that, then I want you to look on that chart and give me the roll call. I want the roll call from the Bible and from the chart. I want the roll call of, come back to say again, you know, we had a disturbing statement from the brother told me earlier today. He said, "Brother, I don't know why you don't remember me. I mean, remember." I said, "Who you going to visit around the corner there, brother?" He said, "I'm going to visit my cousin around the corner." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Your cousin, he in the troop?" He said, "Yeah, he came by the temple one time a long time ago, but his better half, she didn't like it. But he did, but she didn't like it." Why didn't she like it? What was the reason she didn't like it? Because she had a big fat black mouth running all the time, and she said, "I don't like nothing that I'm hearing." Oh, I remember her. It was a woman that came by one time with the brother, and she did have a big fat black mouth running when he was present. And that was true, and I remember that. So that's why we know one thing. A lot of people are not going to like what we bring to the table because what we bring to the table is order. And we're going to show you what the order of the Bible is. And one thing about it, whenever your better half is present, according to the Bible, unless you act check unless you ask to see. And that's the order of Yahweh's word. I know a lot of women don't like that. But guess what? That's Bible. Mm-hmm. And one thing about it, we're going to bring Bible in because one thing about it, Yahweh is not going to intervene until Bible is done, and then Yahweh will intervene. If you got a better half, and your better half is present, your mouth is not supposed to be gone. I remember the woman real good. Because she said to me, you know, I don't like nothing we read. I said, why not? Why you don't like nothing that you read? She said, because I can't say nothing. I said, no. That Yahweh man, which he do all the talking, unless he asks you to say something. That's Bible. Yeah, I remember her real good. Prayerfully, they listen on the broadcast right now. Cause I told her, brother, let me tell you something, brother Judah. I'm going to touch on exactly, because one thing about me, I'm hands-on. I'm hands-on where the point that I was on, and I'm going to be around, and I'm hands-on on everything. I remember. But I'm going to tell you one thing, brother, that when your better ass say, I don't like nothing that I'm hearing from that Bible. I'm gonna tell you something right now that you have to examine yourself, because one thing about it, if you don't get in order according to the Bible, Yahweh will hold back blessing from you when you know the truth of the matter. If you're not in order, and if you don't stand up, Brother McCall, if you can read, and you have to stand up according to, and that's why I'm going to get out there in that street teaching. We're going to look at you like you is, and we're going to talk to you straight up, because our job is to rebuild the nation of Israel, but the way to be built up is in order. So you're going to build it up in order, see, right? What kind of order? My order? Nope. Bible order. Because Yahweh is not going to intervene unless Bible order is in place. So we're going to take care of a lot of that stuff right there, and we're going to take a look at some things, because I remember the conversation. I remember the woman just like well, yesterday now. She told me, I don't like nothing that y'all reading. I said, why so? Huh? What happened to my Reuben? I know that's why I'm waiting on my Reuben. Yeah, Reuben chapter 2, 1, 2, 13 through 17. What happened there?
Exodus first, yeah.
Yeah, what happened in Exodus? What were we talking about in Exodus?
Book of Exodus chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, 4. The book of Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 reads, now these are the names of the children of Israel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Wait, that's right.
Which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Israel.
Right.
Verse 2. Reuben.
Yes.
Simeon. Levi. And Yadadurah. Verse 3. Issachar. Zebulun. And Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan. And Naphtali. Gad. And Asher.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Now, what is the number which you just got through reading in 49:28? What is the number? Now, you just call out, how many names you call out, going to 49:28 and see how many names you call out.
Okay. On the book of Genesis, chapter 49,
mm-hmm.
verse 28,
mm-hmm.
verse 28 read,
mm-hmm.
all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to his blessing. He blessed them.
He blessed them. But he blessed them by what kind of way he blessed them in 7:55, 56, 57. He blessed them what kind of way? What kind of way did he bless them that we can read in 2 Ezra chapter 7? And we look at verse 56 and 57. How did he bless them that we can read?
On the second book of Acts, picking up at chapter 7. On verse 56
and 57.
57. Book of 2nd Exodus, chapter 7, verse 56 reads, "For while we lived in committed sin, we consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 57. "Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle."
Stop it there. So Yahweh got a condition of the battle, and we got to understand that Yahweh got rules and regulations. Now, when I was telling this brother earlier, Judah, he said, "Yeah, my kinfolk came to the Bible study class, but his better half did not like what she was reading." And I asked the question, "Yeah, I remember them now. What was the reason?" Because she did not like order. She wants to run her big, fat, black mouth. That is not order according to the Bible. I remember her real plainly, and I told Brother Judah, "You had that brother be listening to the broadcast tonight, and we're going to touch on some things that you got to know to understand one thing. Yahweh, he set up rules and regulations, and he said it plainly in Malachi 3, verse 6. What did he say? What did he say in Malachi 3, verse 6 that we can read?
Malachi 3, 6.
Yeah, that we can read.
Go to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6.
Yes.
Verse 6 reads, "For I am Yahweh.
Yes.
I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed."
Oh, so he said he don't change. So what? The way he got it in his book, and he made it plain in Amos 3, verse 7, how do we operate? How do we operate in Amos 3, verse 7? If you want to know how he operates, how he operates, Brother Micaiah, in Amos 3, verse 7?
Come to the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the seer."
Oh, so the seer's job is to hear what Yahweh got and distribute to those that got an ear to hear. That's the way it rolls, see, right? So now, in second book of Ezra, chapter 10, verse 31 and 33 says what? So now, once the seer tell you what he's saying, what do we got to do?
Second book of Ezra, chapter 10. Verse
31 and 33? Yeah, 10, verse 31 and 33.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
31
and verse
33. Mm-hmm.
31 reads,
what
alive you, and why are you so disquieted, and why is your understanding troubled?
Okay.
In the thoughts of your mind. Verse 33. And he said unto me, stand up manfully,
yeah,
and I will advise you.
Yeah. So he told him to stand up manfully, and that's the game changer. Listen, Yahweh got order, and for this thing to work, which is going to work, and we're going to kick it off, you got to understand Yahweh got order, and order is not my will, is what we can read. We're going to read what Reuben said. What do they call these pictures? Let's give me that 12 chart. I don't know what is Reuben called today. What 12 chart called? Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh bless you.
What is the count of, I want to talk about Reuben. And what is the count?
Okay, we got
the
12 tribes of Israel chart.
12 tribes of Israel chart.
Okay.
What did it say?
Do you want it in,
I want to find out who these people is.
Okay,
do you
want Reuben? Okay, Reuben. Is a Seminole Indian.
That's what Reuben is.
As originals of Australia.
Oh, that's what Reuben is. Now let's go read a little bit about Reuben right now. I want to find out a little bit about Reuben right now. Because like I said again, I know those in class, we remember when that couple came here, when Judah's cousin came here with a with his fiance. And she said in class, "I don't like nothing y'all saying. I just don't like nothing y'all saying." And I remember real good. And I asked the question, "Why you don't like nothing that we saying?" Because you saying that a woman supposed to keep quiet, and I got a big fat black mouth, and that would happen. I remember real good. So I told Brother Judah, I'm gonna teach y'all a little bit of that right now. I'm showing you one thing. I don't care what your better half don't like. The Bible's gonna stand, and we don't get in order, we gonna be left behind. And Yahweh is going to sit there and watch this another 100 million, trillion years until he see what he got written in his Bible. And what he got written in his Bible is order. And we're going to show you what the Bible says, order. I want my blessing and Yahweh. So we're going to talk about order. Now let's talk about Reuben now. Let's go back to Reuben now again. Yahweh beat them up. Hallelujah.
Reuben
again.
Chapter.
Yeah. I'll probably give him a bit later now.
All right.
All right. I'm going to do a little bit then. I'm going to turn it over to Elder. But I definitely got to address Brother Judah, you know, and his couple, his cousin, and her statement is, "Well, I don't like nothing that they teach on." I said, "Well, the reason why you don't like that, because you don't like order." But I'm gonna tell you now, you have a little bit of broadcast, I'm gonna show you what the Bible's saying, and you take it the way you want to take it, because one thing about it, we ain't going nowhere until the Bible is shown. Order. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Reuben said now. We know who Reuben is now. He called the Seminole Indians, right? That's what he called, right? He called all, they got all them names. Every name he got is a pagan name. Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna throw him, get heaven thrown in the bottom of the lake about them names. Until he called by the name his father gave him. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's read what about Reuben now.
Okay. Reuben chapter 2, verse Reuben. 1 and verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And pick it up at verse 17.
Yeah, but no, that's 17, what I say. 13 down to 17.
13 down to
17. Yeah, let's see what Reuben said. So Reuben called it. See, Reuben called. He called his sons together, and so Reuben's gonna tell the firstborn son of Israel. He gonna let you know what befalled him and what had him at a derision. Let's go to testimony, Reuben chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 13, down to verse 17. Let's listen to what Reuben said. Come on.
Testimony of Reuben. Chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 13, down to 17.
Yeah, listen good.
Verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
"Pay no heed, therefore, my children, to the beauty of women, nor set your mind on their affairs, but walk in singleness of mind in the fear of Yahuwah, and expand labor on good works."
What do you mean by walking single of Yahuwah? What's that supposed to mean? Now, I got a precept that already. Hey, Mother E, I got a precept that. What do you mean by walking single mind? Now, I got a precept that off the top. Let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 5. What are you talking about, single? What is he talking about, walking single of mind? What is that supposed to mean by going to 1 Corinthians 12? Let's find out what that's supposed to mean. Let's pick it up around about verse 16. 12, 16. Let's read a little bit. Let's find out what do that supposed to mean. Walking. He told his sons to do what again now?
He told him, he said, "Set your mind on the affairs, but walk in singleness of mind."
Set your mind on the affairs, but walk in what again?
But walk in singleness of mind in the fear of Yahuwah.
And the fear, walk in single of mind in the fear of Yahuwah. That's big talk. Now, that's a whole lot of talk right there. Hey, Mother E, let's find what we can read out of 1 Corinthians 12. And we're going to pick it at verse number 16. Yeah, make, I'll tell you what, read verse 12, 12, and 16. And 16, yeah. 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 Okay. Okay, so one body, right? All right, verse 16. Uh-huh. Keep on, keep reading. Keep on. Yeah, go ahead. Good works. Yeah, what you read, Mother? Okay, we got the good part, but I ain't got no works out of that. So now, help me out, Elder. I need a verse with the works in it. Because one thing about it, well, I don't get in the vision of Paul, but let's get it from the Bible about a new works. Let's give me a verse there, Elder. Give me a verse on some works. Yeah, see if you come up with something on the works right now. Because, I see Brother Judah.
Chapter 3, verse 14.
Yeah, give me some said works in. Give me some works in there. And I need. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. That's excellent, Camp Paul. Let's back up to A. B. or P. B. Back up to 2 Ezra 9, and let's pick it at verse number 6. Let's see if we find works somewhere in there. Let's see what this works is about. Let's see if we run across some works.
2 Ezra.
Chapter 9, pick up verse 6. I'm trying to find some works. Then we go into vision of Paul and get a little bit of it. So we try to decode what Reuben is telling his son about be single of mind and make sure your works is right. Come on, give me 9 verse 6. Let's read y'all hear anything about my work and come back to the business of Paul.
2 Ezra 9:6. Even so the times also of the highest have plain beginnings and wonders and powerful works.
And powerful what?
Powerful works.
Okay, well I'm hearing the works. Okay, go ahead.
And is
So powerful works, right?
Yes.
And then in effect of time. Go ahead, read some more.
Verse 7. And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his
works. Wait a minute. So all the way you're going to make it to where you got to get to, you got to have what?
Works.
So if you ain't got no works, you ain't got nothing coming. Matter of fact, give me that James. And he tell you, if you ain't got no works, you got something that's all on you that sound like a D on it. Can you help me out? And James would tell you about your works. If you ain't no, if it ain't a works involved, it got a D behind it. Word is what? Faith without works. No, I ain't want to hear that. I want a verse to talk about it. I ain't want nobody to quote nothing. No, I want a verse. I want to hear a verse. See, we always compare it to you and Tweety Bird. I need to have that verse. Faith without work is what that we can read in the book of James. I need to hear that verse. No parakeet. Okay. James chapter 1. Okay, 22. I picked up Abel. 1:22, you say? 2:22? 1:22. All right, come on, Amen. Knock that out. Knock that out with some audio. 1:22 of James.
James chapter 1:22. James chapter 1:22.
Listen good.
But you be you doers of the word,
yeah,
and not hearers only,
yeah,
receiving yourself.
Yeah, I'm looking for faith without works. 19 and 20? Yeah, 19 and 20.
James 2:19. You believe that there is one Yahweh.
Yeah.
You do it well.
You do well.
The devil also believes and trembles.
But what do you call him? What do you call old vain man?
That faith without works is dead.
So what Reuben is telling his son?
That
He said you got to be single-minded. You got to make a decision according to Torah instruction. And if you're doing the works, if it ain't about Torah instruction, it's dead. So Reuben tell him all this thing. He said, we just got through the code. Everything Reuben is saying to his son. Now, come on back. Come on back, brother. Give me the business, Paul. So Yahweh gonna say something. He's gonna tell you the future about all this thing right here. 44, pick it up right there.
Vision of Paul. Picking up at chapter verse 44. 44 read. And I looked and saw the heaven move like a tree shaken by the wind. Suddenly, moreover, they threw themselves on their faces in the sight of the throne. And I saw 24 elders and 24,000 adoring Yahweh. And I saw an altar and veil and throne, and all were rejoicing. And the smoke of a good odor was raised near the altar of the throne of Yahweh. And I heard the voice of one saying, for the sake of what do you, our ministering spirit, and ministers intercede? They cried out, saying, we intercede, did your many kindness to the human race. And as in these things I saw the Son of Yahweh descended from heaven, and a dangum was on his head.
That means he had a mitre. A dangum means a mitre. They just. He got a mitre on his head too.
Mm-hmm.
So that he wore a mitre.
Mm-hmm.
That was named about Danny, a mitre. Go ahead and read.
And seeing him, those who were placed in punishment.
And those that were placed in punishment, and they seen him. Mm-hmm.
And claimed all with one voice saying,
what?
Have pity, son of the high Yahweh.
So they say, have pity, Son of the Most High Yahweh.
You are he who shows refreshment
from
all in the heavens.
But wait a minute, he showed refreshment, but he showed refreshment by what kind of way, Mother Z? In 3:19.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now how do he show refreshment? Yeah, he do. He do show refreshment. But how he do it, Mother Z? Acts 3:19. How he show refreshment? Verse 19. How do we show refreshment?
Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
Acts 3:19.
And on earth, and on us likewise, have pity. For since we have seen you, we have refreshment. And a voice went out from the Son of Yahuwah through all the punishment, saying,
what?
And what work has done that you demand refreshment?
Stop right there. Look what the man just said. Now, this is all their punishment. He asked the question, what work have you have done to even be considered coming out of the punishment that you in? So we keep telling you, if you don't have no work in Yahuwah and faith with that is dead, you got to have work. We showing you how it's going to work when we say in the end. Now, come on back. Now, we got the whole story now. Let's go back to Reuben 2:13-17 now.
Okay.
We're going back to Reuben now. So we're clear. You must have work. But the way Yahuwah got it in order, if you don't have the order work, if you're doing works the way you feel in your own mind, you're going to lose. That's not the condition of the Bible. The work is according to what he got written. Now, Reuben is talking to his sons right now. And the testimony of Reuben, verse 13 down to verse 17, what do you say?
Okay, the testimony of Reuben, chapter 2, verse 13 down to 17.
Go ahead.
Verse 13 reads, for evil are women, my children.
So what he said?
For evil are women, my children.
Uh-huh.
And since they have no power or strength over men, they use wiles by outward attraction.
What? What do you do?
Use wiles by outward attraction.
But they don't have no power.
No power or strength over man.
So they have to use some kind of what again?
They use wills by outward attraction.
But
they might draw him to the.
But what did Yahweh say, Mother G of Israel, but tell you that in St. John 7:24. What did Yahweh say behind that? So Reuben is telling his son something that got him in trouble. By peeping at his father, one of his father's four wives. He called one of them Babe, and he said, wait a minute, my father got two men of them. Got a dog, he got four of them. You mean I can't share one with him? That's what his mind said. Mm-hmm. It messed him up forever. 7:24, St. John, what did it say, Mother G of Israel?
St. John, chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
So you do not make a calling by looking at a woman's appearance and say, ooh, I got to have that one. Because
mm-hmm.
right then now you're out of order about that's how you make your calling. Oh, man, I remember back in the day, bro, said, man, I got to have her. Well, bro, what do you mean you got her? She do what I like. Oh, yeah? Okay. But Reuben is telling his sons right now in verse 2:13. What are you saying again?
The book of Reuben, chapter 2, verse 13. 13 reads, for evil are women, my children, and since they have no power or strength over men, they use wiles by outward attraction,
uh-huh,
that they may draw him to themselves.
Oh, that's what they do. Okay. Remember the Reuben talking way back there years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What else he say?
Verse 14.
What?
In whom they cannot be witched by outward attraction.
And the one they can't be witched by outward attraction.
Him they overcome by craft.
They do what?
Overcome by craft.
Oh. So if they can't reach you by wiggling all around the pole on you,
uh-huh,
they come up with a man on you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Reuben's saying?
Can
you read?
Verse 15. For moreover, concerning them, the ministering spirit of Yahuwah told me and taught me that women are overcome by the spirit of fornication more than men.
You said, who told them that?
The ministering spirit of Yahuwah.
Wait a minute. And 12, Mother D of Israel, and 12, 31, 32, 36, 37, he said the mental spirit told him that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this mental spirit now. Matthew chapter 12, Moses of Israel, 31, 32, 36, 37. Backed up with Mother Eve in 51 of Psalms, verse number 9. Down.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 to 32, 36 and 37.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sins and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Verse 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
For by your words thou shalt be justified, and by your words thou shalt be condemned.
So, Mother, if I'm correctly saying that if the mental spirit tells you something, and if you blaspheme against what he said or take it any other way, what do you got coming according to what you read? What you got coming?
And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him.
Mm-hmm.
But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
Okay. Reuben said, he made a statement that who said what to him? Come on back in. What did Reuben say happened?
Okay, going back to the Reuben, chapter 2, picking up at verse 15. 15 reads, but moreover, concerning death, the ministry spirit of Yahweh told me.
What? The angel told him this. Right? If you blaspheme against the angel, you ain't got nothing coming in this world? Is that what we read? No. So Reuben is telling his kids what the spirit of Yahweh told him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What did he tell him?
He told me that women are overcome by the spirit of fornication more than men. And in their mind, they plot against men, and by means of their adornment, they deceive first their mind, and by the glance of the eye, instill the poison.
Instill the what?
The poison. And then through the accomplished act, they take them captive. Verse 16. For a woman cannot force a man openly.
Uh-huh.
But by a harlot's bearing, she beguiles him.
She do what?
Beguiles him. Verse 17.
Women, beguiles. Oh. Let's go to third chapter, A, B, or C, D, or. In particular, verse number 1. He says, the women do what again?
Beguiles him.
So let's preach up that to the third chapter of the book of Genesis, that A, B, or. Let's see if we run into that word. Pick it 3:1.
Thank you.
again, because what happened? I got some came to stop back at 3:1 again.
Now the serpent was more to kill than
most
punishment to come behind
read that again. I'll read that now. Now, I got to make sure. I got to make sure y'all are in on that one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Testament of Reuben, chapter 2, verse 17.
Okay.
17, read.
What do you read?
Please, therefore, fornication.
Now, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. What kind of fornication are you talking about? Hey, Elder, put me that verse up, Elder, in Wisdom of Solomon 16, verse 12, spiritual, can you pull that verse up? Fornication is going on now, it's for what kind of way? Can you pull that verse up from the Elder? Because, see, first thing, we've been thinking about one thing and talking about something else.
Mm-hmm. 14.
14? 14, 12
read. What did 14, 12 read? The divine light was the beginning of spiritual.
Oh. So she can spiritually mess you up too, can't she? Is that what we're reading? Alright. So now we get out there. Come on back to Reuben and now. But Yahweh, after the mysterious one telling Reuben, now if this is the way that happens, and if somebody gets tricked through these means, let the better half know that when it's all said and done, Yahweh is going to burn you in the fire. Is that what we're reading?
We'll
read it again then.
Okay. Testament of Reuben. Chapter 2, verse 17.
Uh-huh.
17 read.
Right.
Read therefore fornication.
Spiritually
fornication.
Right.
My children. And command your wives and your daughters that they adorn not their heads and faces to deceive the mind.
So you know how sometimes a woman can be, before they come outside, when they put on those skin things, what they always do in the mirror, they look back at the mirror and they butt them. Before they come out, they put their pants on, and then they look behind, they turn their neck all the way around, and look back at that butt, right?
That's right.
Then they come outside.
Then they
put their pants on and get rid of that mirror and look right at that butt. They say, oh, yeah, I see it stacked up real good for this one. Right?
I'm about
to get my head turned. Yeah. So now she got them pants on, and now... And she see that it's all fitting real good. Now she on her way outside, right?
Right.
They always look back at the mirror and say, but can I get a witness? Like you said. All right, come on, read some on now.
Because every woman who uses these wills.
Not as every woman, now this ministry is telling him, but every woman that used these wills.
Has been reserved.
That been otherwise put on hold
for eternal punishment.
You see that? See, that's why you got to be able to tell your daughters coming up. Listen, don't beguile nobody to get with nobody. Because if you do it that way, my daughter, Yahweh gonna burn you in the fire in time to come. Don't put on. That outfit, knowing that you already got in your mind, you trying to beguile somebody. Because your punishment will be, he's going to burn you in the back. See, they have to know these things now. So they make sure they give everybody a fair shake. Because Yahweh is peeping at you. And so if this is what you're going to do, I got my best red outfit on. I'm going to just get a lot of attention. I'm going to catch me somebody in the night. Right? He said, don't do that. He said, don't do that, because if you do so, when it's all said and done, Yahweh going to wake you up and burn you in the back. Is that what he said?
We'll
read a little bit more now.
Okay. Testament of Reuben, chapter 2, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, flee therefore spiritual fornication, my children, and command your wives and your daughters that they adorn not their heads and their faces to deceive the mind. Because every woman who used these wells has been reserved for eternal punishment.
Wait a minute, he said command, what? Wait, he used the word called command?
Mm-hmm.
And they shall keep the way
of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
Okay. So now, the mental spirit pulled that from where? Wait, he pulled that from Yahweh speaking to Abraham.
Yeah, wow.
So the mental spirit came and got in Reuben's ear, and he pulled that same verse, then you know your obligation, each other's kids. Son. Your obligation is this. If you see your wife, I might be heading to work or something, because you're going to put on that same dress that caught me. And he told us, hey, that same dress you putting on that caught me. What you got going on with you? He told to command her to stay in order. Is that what we're reading?
Huh?
That's
what we read.
So he had to know this and apply this. But he said, I know what Abraham's going to do. Abraham's going to command his household to do it by the Bible. Is that what we're reading?
I got it.
We read.
You got something?
Yeah.
What you got?
You run 4-1.
Where are you? You run 4-1. Okay.
Now therefore, hearken unto Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I teach you, what to do them,
right,
that they may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, and the Father gave you.
Well, we can use that, but what we see in here is Reuben is getting his son prepared for what to come. The greatest legacy he gonna leave is what he's saying now. Let's get a couple of verses on in, and I'll pick it up on the airways a bit later. I'm gonna get a couple more in, that's it. Give me 17, will you? 17, will you look on 17?
Knock out 17. Just knocking it out.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, because every woman who uses these wells has been reserved for eternal punishment.
Uh-huh.
Verse 18. Thus they allured the watcher.
Did you do what?
They allured the watcher.
Uh-huh.
Who were before the flood.
Right, good. Believe me. I'm stopping right there. Now, let's go, and I'll get two more verses there. Hey, Bill, give me Ephesians 5, 29 to verse 25. And Ephesians 5, 20 to 25. And I want to give me a precept on that. Brother Micaiah in 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 5. And then we'll turn over here. I'll pick it up a little bit later. I think we're going to say enough to get a little poem on Jacob. I think we're going to say it enough. Chapter 5, 20 down to verse 25. Listen real good.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 to 25. Verse 20. Give thanks always for all things unto Yahweh and the Father in the same name of our Yahweh the Son.
Okay.
Verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Yahweh.
And fear of Yahweh is keeping Torah like Luke 1, 5, and 6. Right?
Verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband.
Wives, submit yourself to your own husband.
As unto Yahweh.
But make sure it's in front of who?
Yahweh.
Great.
Verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife.
Yeah, the husband is who?
The head of the wife.
Okay.
Even as Yahweh is the head of the
congregation. And the congregation of the children of Israel. All right. Good.
And he is the first savior of the body.
So you don't want to save your body if you do right. Or you're going to burn the body by Tata Jerusalem. is up to you. Go ahead. Right. Oh, so the congregation should have been, they subject up under Yahweh the Son. Go ahead.
So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
And what? Whether he say something you don't like it or not, you still got to be subject to him. What kind of way?
Everything.
Well, you made me mad, so you know what that means. You know what that means, right? You're clear what that means. You're saying something that pissed me off, so you already know what you got coming. Right? So you're clear about that for what you just did. Right? So we find out that spirit should never happen. Regardless. Read it again. Call your first out, Lamar Audio.
Chapter 5, verse 24. Therefore, as the congregation of
You're subject here. It's like your child is subject to you, okay, 18, 21 years old, right? Look what the man's saying here. Watch this now.
So let the wives
into their own husband
in everything.
You mean that Bible saying that? You mean the wife is subject to that man in how many things?
Everything.
Bible saying that? Oh, let me see.
Verse 25. Husbands, love your wife, even as Yahweh the Son also loved the congregation of the children of Israel and gave himself for it.
Good. Now let's precept that to 1 Corinthians 7:1-5. Now listen good. Now watch the precept. Keep that in mind what we just got through. We in now. 1 Corinthians 7:1-5. Listen real good what he's saying. Because a lot of men, they won't be manfully when certain things up because they be looking at what is not going to happen later on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 7:1-5. Listen good now. Now Paul, he with the Ephesians, now he with the Corinthians. Let's see if his message change any kind of way. 7:1-5. Listen good.
Book of 1 Corinthians 7:1-5.
What?
Verse 1 reads.
What?
Now concerning the same whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. And that every woman have her own husband.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3, that the husband greater unto the wife do than ever.
The nevertheless. Look it up, Elder. What does that word mean? Yeah, what that word mean? What does that word mean?
The
respect. So I want to make sure you read it. You know, I mean, you know, I want you to read it. It's supposed to be what again?
Respect.
Okay, now read that word called respect. Now read that with that definition, because I want to make sure we're clear. You understand what the definition is saying.
Okay.
Read that verse again and put that word in there.
Okay, let the husband render unto the wife due respect.
Respect, that means respect and kindness. Okay, good.
Okay.
Respect and kindness. So the man's duty, if he got a better half, he's going to give respect and kindness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And generous, okay, and generous. We got three words. Okay, good. Got respect, kindness, and generous, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what does it say next?
And likewise also the wife unto the husband.
Oh, and likewise. So it's a double dutch rope, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Likewise. It goes both ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened next?
Verse 4.
What?
The wife has not power of her own body.
Wait a minute. The wife have not power over her own body.
But the husband.
So you mean because I'll piss you off, that means I'm still in control of your body.
That's right.
You can't control me. You can't control my body. Well, that means one thing. That means you discussed this verse before you came together in the bed or got come together in the head. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So now Now, this will got to be told to your offspring coming up. This got to be clear. That's why you got to make sure your election is sure. And if you do these things, Mother D.F. Israel and 2 Peter 1, verse 8 and 9, read verse 9, you got a what on you? Read 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Now, if you do these things, let's see what he got written for you. 1, verse 9. So if you follow the rules and regulations and you keep the rules and regulations, tell me what we're working with. Yeah. 1 verse 9. 2 Peter 1, 9.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9.
Okay. Go ahead and bring that verse out. Mother.
2 Peter
1, 9.
Chapter 1.
Yeah. That trump card cannot be played upon the spirit of Yahweh. Is that what we read? Read verse 4 again, 4 and 5.
Verse 4 and 5. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4 reads, the wife has not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise, also, the husband has not power of his own body, but the wife. Right. Deprive you not one to other. Except it be with consent for a time.
Now, what do you mean by consent? What does consent mean? What? Yeah, what does that mean? I just want to make sure we hear what it means. He's always just after that consent. I mean, if, you know, that means, like, for example, to consent. You know, if you get certain consent, come on, give me, come on, pull that word out for me. Okay, well, we'll leave that. Well, give me some more reading there.
Okay. Book of First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, the bride, hold back you not one to us, except it be with consent for a time.
Something like, for example, say, look, I gotta go to work. You know, I'm late for work now. I get back when I come back. Or some jump off, you know, I might be my time, so, go ahead.
Then you may give yourself to fasting and pray.
Oh, but give yourself to fasting and praying. So then there's got to be some, y'all ought to got to be involved, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but okay, excellent, Elmer. On a specific reason, you know.
Fast and pray.
You know, no, a specific reason why I can't get with this right now. You gotta have a specific reason, not that you're mad.
Almost like a doctor.
You can't be mad.
Right, you gotta have a specific reason.
Involuntary urination or
finish verse 5?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I said, we picked the Backbone Network. Let's bring our elder in and let him, let you know we bring his broadcast, and we turn over to the elder and get an elder in class. We'll bring an elder's tips, but you know we bring his broadcast, and we'll pick it up on another time. But I think we got enough in already. So, Elder Tibbs, one thing about his top part of the Sabbath day, and what you want to tell his national audience, now you, the microphone is all yours. Elder Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners. And you know, that's always a good thing, to be in touch with so many. You know, we want to be able to give a Bible definition with a worldly definition. And sometimes you have to give a good example. And what is that better example to use than maybe the politicians? Look at one speaker. He's speaking. I can bet you $1,000 to a penny. He does not want to be interrupted when he's talking. And he's talking to thousands of people at one time. Like in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. Be at peace with many, but have one counselor over 1,000. So that shows in that. But when you're speaking, that's another thing. They don't want to be interrupted either. They want to finish their conversation. The book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, answer not before you heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. This is what you see most of them doing. When they're talking, they want to get their point across. They do not want to be interrupted. And guess what? When you do, they will lead you out of their conference. But in Yahweh's ministry, we're here to help guide you through times like this. When you should speak, when you should not. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bumper gums, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. It's open to you live and coming to you always with exciting topics in the King James Bible. Learning how to connect the books, the words of Yahweh. Your health, foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. You're in the top part of the Sabbath now. We do all this because you have not. You have to look no further because now you found that which you have sought in the voices of the Trizorites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you on normal days from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those normal days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, which is today. This class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, enter tribeyada.com on the search bar. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after choosing that, again, you'll see the choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh the tenderness of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to keep in mind that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to those Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. You'll find this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live, and also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also while there, check our calendar to help keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Also, we have a live program which is available only during live broadcast time. To get there, enter Yahweh Radio Live, and after clicking, Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tri-Jada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer and related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh online. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 6 to 9 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Also, in calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. You will absolutely not receive a response. Remember, Sirach chapter 11, verse 6, it says, be at peace with many. Nevertheless, have one counselor over 1,000. You can imagine 6 cooks trying to make a cake, the outcome, you would not know what it would be. Also, by calling the same number, you can order our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, I'd like to bring to your attention, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, even announcing many memos, and now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you're trying to teach, you will absolutely not, will not receive a response. Remember, we are the children of Yahweh, the blessed peacemakers, that is said in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to our entire show today at 10:30 p.m. Normal days at 9:15. To get there, just enter 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, so we can get back to entertaining you with our words of Yahweh and learning the mysteries of the Bible, we will turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Chapter 21, verse 15. What's the rock?
In
Capable of doing. Mm-hmm. Let me get one more in the
look at verse number 30. Proverbs 31, verse 30, what does it say?
Proverbs 31, verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
Fable is deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
And beauty is vain.
Great.
But a woman that fears Yahweh, she shall be saved.
That's what you want to lay your eyes on, right? One that fears of Yahweh. But on that note, we're going to bring in that young lion from the tribe of young John Judah. But Micaiah Israel, see Roy, if I said,
hallelujah. Warmed up with some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get this right spirit moving on in. Going to the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother Dear of Israel. So, see what she has to say.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same house what you ought to say.
And we believe that B-O-T-T-Y, earth, and we're going to see the righteous spirit got to tell us. We're going to pick it up at Rock, chapter 33. We'll pick it up at verse 18, Mother E. Pick it up to Rock chapter 33 at verse 18. Yeah, we're going to Rock chapter 33 verse 18. Call. Who has he said, Michael? Mother C, pick it up at chapter 6, verse 8.
Michael,
chapter 6,
verse
8. Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. He has shown you,
old
man, what is good.
So he said, he has shown you, old man, what is good. So we're going to find out what that good is that we can read. Pick it up at Mother E. Give me that what's good in that Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and verse 16.
Right,
Mother E go on here and finish that out. Don't be not the rest of that scripture out, Mother E. My Mother E head over there to Romans chapter 7, verse. Give me verse 12 and give me verse 16. What you reading over there, Mother E?
Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Mm-hmm.
Verse
8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what do the Yahuwah require of you, but to do just and to love mercy and to walk humbly with the Yahuwah.
Uh-huh. And he also told you, and he showed you what is good. What's that good that we can read? What else he showed him, Mother Eve?
Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Now we know Yahweh the Son is the truth. So we just got a good understanding about what's the truth that Yahuwah was talking about. He's talking about his word. He's talking about Yahuwah the Son. But let's see, can I pull something out in this book of Daniel? Something about this truth that I recall seeing over there at Sunday Bid. Give me Daniel. Give me chapter 10, verse 21. And give me the first two lines about this truth before we pick that back up. Okay, somebody help me out here and give me that, Mother G.F. Israel. Give me that Daniel. Give me that Daniel chapter. Give me chapter 10, verse 21. Give me the first two lines about this truth.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 21.
Yeah, let me get a little bit more about that truth that we got going on there. Mother G.F. Israel, C. Rule.
But I will show you.
What are you going to show?
That which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
Oh, so we got something that's noted in the scriptures of truth. And that's where it's going to be noted at. That we get our truth from the script.
Yeah.
Things that's noted. Anything that we're going to read about is always going to be according to what we can read over there, Mother E. Give me 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. This is how we come. Because he said, things that's noted from the scriptures is what we get to, what we know. That's the truth that we get. So according to the truth that we get, what we can read over there and how we conduct ourselves and how we use the truth according to what we can read in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. What do you say?
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If any man speak, let him speak of the article of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
If any man
minister,
let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah gave
him, mm-hmm.
that Yahuwah in all things may be honored
mm-hmm.
through Yahuwah the Son,
mm-hmm.
to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we just come to find out that this truth. It's our teacher.
Hallelujah.
And we come to find out that this truth is what we use for our learning.
Hallelujah.
So let's go back and pick up what we left off at. Who was holding something over there for me? We were sitting on this good. And somebody's going to give me that Matthew chapter 19.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Mother D.F. Israel, can you pick that up for me, please? We're going to Matthew chapter 19. We're going to verse 16 and we're going to verse 17.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to Matthew. 16. Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 19, verse
16
and
17. Yeah, because we want to find out what's good that this man got to be doing.
Matthew chapter
19,
verse
16,
read.
Yeah.
And behold, one came and said unto him,
mm-hmm.
Good master. What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17. And he said unto him, why callest thou good?
Mm-hmm.
There is none good but one.
Mm-hmm.
That is Yahuwah the Father.
That is Yahuwah the Father.
But if thou wilt enter into life,
you want to enter into life, he said, what good thing do I have to do?
Yes.
He said, why you call me good? Mm-hmm. He said, one good, that's Yahuwah the Father. Mm-hmm. He said, you want to know something good? Mm-hmm. What he tell us, get to eternal life, something good.
Keep the Torah
instruction. Keep the Torah instruction. See, that's your good. What it is, mother, the what?
The first five books
of the Bible. That's your good. So he tell you, great man, he tell you, old man, do good. He tell you, do the first five books of the Bible.
Yeah, right.
So what he tell me in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 29, Mother Z, pick that Ezekiel up from chapter 34. We're gonna read verse 29.
What chapter?
Yeah, 34. So he said, good man. He said, why call me good? There's no one else good. They got to do these Ryan Strzok is great, man. That's me saying the great man. You got to get an order and do these Tor Ryan Strzok. So what did he say over there in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 28?
Caused the deed to error and destroyed the way of their head.
So by the women being in leadership over these men, it's causing them to destroy the way of the past for them. It's putting the man out of that position. Who's reading that for me? Mother Z? You finished that out for me, Mother Z?
Verse 41.
And you shall put right now you're just talking to the man, right? Okay, continue to read.
That they may minister unto me.
Okay, verse 42, what do you read? Oh, stop. What is breaches? Breaches is past. That's right, mother. Breaches is past. So he told Aaron and his sons that they should make on linen breaches for what?
To cover their
nakedness. So the man put on the pants. The woman don't put on the pants. The woman put on the Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. What we reading over there, sister, they did. See, the thing is, The women putting on the pants, they're trying to be equal with the man.
That's a new thing.
Okay. And you try to be equal with the man, but we got the wax. That don't tell the case. That's not the story.
That's a new thing.
And we try to, we destroying the new thing. We sticking with the days of old. What we read over there, Sister David? Chapter 22, verse 5. Just found out the new thing is the woman putting on the prayer.
Yeah.
That's the new thing.
That's new thing.
So what's the old thing that we can read according to Malachi 4:4? What's the old thing that we can read over there in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5?
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5.
Yeah.
The woman shall not wear that which
pertaineth
unto a man.
Hold on, wait. Now, what you just got done read? What just happened right there? What did you just say?
A woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man.
So a woman shouldn't wear what she shouldn't wear then that we just got done read? Okay, what is preaching, Sister A. Bid? Now you heard it from the sister. Sister reading that, letting you know out of the sister's mouth that she read that a woman shouldn't wear what, Sister A. Bid?
That which pertaineth unto a man.
Okay. Breaches is pain. So one shouldn't wear that. Okay, continue to read.
Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment.
So it's a woman's garment too. It's a woman's garment, a man should put on a woman's attire, a woman's garment, a dress, with fringes on. Just put nothing on pertaining to a woman, period. What do you say if you do that?
For all that do so.
For all man, woman, what do you say?
Abomination unto
Yahuwah,
your Yahuwah.
So that's the abomination that Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Yeah. So that means some roles got to be in position here.
Mm-hmm.
That means some clothes, even your clothes have to be in order. So that means Yahuwah sees down during the Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. What are you reading over there, Mother Z? We're going to Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. See, the thing is why we not being in order. This is what I'm doing. But boys, for the true Israelites, going to Judges chapter 5, verse 11. But the GF Israel, pull that out after, we want to Judges chapter 5, verse 11, after Mother, he give me that. Hosea chapter 5, verse 16.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. I will go and return to my place.
Mm-hmm.
Till you acknowledge their offer and seek my face in their affliction, you will seek me early.
So Yahweh say you go seek him early. He say through your affliction. I mean, you sit around here, you got the pants on. You been afflicted with the yeast infection. Been afflicted with the little smears down there. That's some affliction you're going through, but you got to keep going to the doctor.
You got to acknowledge your offense, huh? That means you got some rebellion. That's some offense you're doing, huh? I got to preach up that mother, GF Israel. Give me that one verse 9 of Ecclesiastes. One verse number 9. Because he said that's going to be a new thing. So he was telling some seers that when you see that, that's going to be new things.
That's a new thing. But
he's making it plain in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 9. What he saying there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be.
Yeah.
And that
And that's the days according to Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new thing, and we're seeing it right now.
Hallelujah.
Back to Bubba Cat.
Okay. We're going to pick it back up over there. Going back over there. Look at number chapter 9, verse 1 and 8.
Young lion.
Hallelujah. Well, yeah, Elvis,
I got some.
You got
some, Elvis? Yeah, I just
want to
read a little bit of this article here.
This article
here, I read it too, right quick, brother, if you don't mind.
Oh, hallelujah.
Why? Well, hey. All right. You read. Look to
Twitter.
You'll notice it doesn't actually say anything about pants, though.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, it's just become culturally accepted. Pants are something men wear.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of the culture in the West, the pants are a male garment. By the time we get to the 18th, 19th century, men have been wearing pants for centuries. And so everyone knows that men have always worn the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Declaring what?
Declaring the old.
Read that again.
Declaring the end of the beginning.
So he declared the end from the beginning. So all this right here that we did and we doing right now, that's why I declared all this already.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't declare it back. We declared it that since they did. So when Jeremiah wrote that about the new thing, that was the ancient time and that wasn't done yet.
Right.
So Yahweh called that thing out already.
That's right.
I continue to read.
Saying, my counsel shall stand.
Uh-huh.
And I will do all my
pleasure. Uh-huh. He said, my counsel shall stand. But, and read that again. He said, I would do all my pleasure.
So what was the old, he worded wrong, but he said, remember days of old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, mother, dear of Israel, that's not what was a old. But it's another word is used for pagans.
Hallelujah. Old.
Uh-huh. We go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 21. Let's find out another word, because y'all see this word, then you know the elder, he gonna put it into his phone or whatever way he gonna come up with to make sure that this is another thing that showing you some good stuff. In the middle days of old, right? Daniel chapter 3, mother D.F. Israel, pick up verse 20 and 21.
Daniel chapter 3, verse 20
and 21. Let's find out what word would be here that we are that's going to read it and don't know that it means something that the hill is going to bring itself into his word out. 20 and 21.
Daniel chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
Yeah, what it say?
And command the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach.
Yes, that right.
Meshach.
And Abednego. And Abednego.
And to cast them into the burning, fiery furnace.
And to bind and cast them to the fiery, burning fire. Right? Furnace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how they won't cast them in.
21.
Then these men were bound.
In their coats.
That means coats being their garments.
Their hoses.
And their hats. Now, their hat means their niches. Now, what does hoses mean? Hmm. What's that mean? Now, go and put up there. What's that word? That they were bound in their garments. They had their mitre on, and they had their hoses. What's the hoses mean? What's that mean?
King James Bible Dictionary, and it reads, hoses, breeches, or trousers.
Or pants. So that means they had a garment on in their pants. You see the word hoses, it means pants too. The modern word for pants, the old breeches. So they had their pants, on, their garments and their mystery on, it was sold into the fire. So this is a long way back. And they had fringes on it too. Well, we know they had fringes on, we read over there in 1537 to 1539, they had fringes on. So they still following the rules for them to be saved. They have their fringes on, they have their mitre on, they have their garments on, and they have pants up under. Mm-hmm. And that will read that without the holes in me or
elders. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Back to the young
man. Hallelujah. But you see, the word holes in the Bible, it means pants.
Mm-hmm.
Men wore the pants. The woman wearing them now, that's a new thing.
New thing.
From Satan the devil.
And their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
So, we know they had their coats in, but we know they had on their garments. And Sid pointed out that they had fringes on their garments. So, since they did, go back and pick it up and say Deuteronomy chapter, go back to that Deuteronomy. We'll pick it back up in that chapter 22. And where you left off at, pick it back up right there. Back where you left off at. Finish reading. Matter of fact, we just go drop right on down and get right to it. Go verse 12. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 22. Give me verse 11 and verse 12.
Verse 11. You shall not wear a garment of divine sort, of divine sort, as a woven and linen together. Verse 12. You shall make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture. Wherewith you cover yourself.
You gotta have fringes on your garment.
And
the woman has to have fringes on her garment, her womanly garment. None of that new thing stuff. And I better not catch no woman walking around with no pants on and with some fringes on them. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to stop and say that. Hey,
call that verse out again.
That was Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 11 and 12.
11 and 12. Not a big thing.
Now we're gonna go back to we're gonna pick that now pick it up, Mother T, give me that number chapter 15. We'll pick it up at 37 down to 40, and let's get a reminder.
And that four quarters means it's all the way
right
around. That's all it means. All the way around. That's all
three
it means. Six. That means all the way around, because you got the Jewish people on, they put one top on
they put tops on.
One top on one front. They have little four tops on there. No, that's paganism, saying the devil. Fringes all the way around. The four quarters cover your whole thing, four quarters. Mm-hmm. Like four quarters of earth, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Everybody's trying to get split.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't win no more. We gonna win this now.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What you reading over there, Mother Z?
You can go back to number 15, which you never said a verse.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Deuteronomy chapter numbers we're gonna go to numbers chapter 15. How about that Mother D?
Yeah.
We're gonna go to numbers 15, we're gonna pick it up at 37 down to 40. And take your time to read. And numbers chapter 15, we want 37 down to 40. Take your time up.
Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 37 through
40.
And add 41, make it sound good there, Mother. Don't put 41. Don't make it sound good, Mother.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 through 40.
Mm-hmm.
41.
Yes, ma'am.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout thy generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders. The border, a ribbon of blue.
So real quick, Mother. So, what should be on the borders of the clothes?
A ribbon of blue.
And what else should be on there?
Fringes.
Okay, so they got to wear fringes and a ribbon of blue. This just can't be sitting around. You know how you see Israelite brothers, they have on, they have fringes on, but no ribbon of blue. Right. It be black, they have green, they have purple, they have every color. And it has no ribbon of blue. So it's out of order already. Continue to read.
Verse 38.
That means it's Torah instructions is not even in your mind.
you won't even have a clue or even a thought about wearing no fringe. You won't even care about it because it's not even in your mind. So if this book is not in your mind, what character are you infiltrating? You bringing out something that's in your mind. How you conduct yourself in the open is what's going on in your mind.
And it'll make you when you somebody tell you put some fringes on.
And
it's trying to save your life.
Bothers them.
It bothers them. We're trying to save your life by saying you put on fringes for the man to kill you if you ain't got no on.
Hallelujah, boy.
You don't know what he in 7 verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And 7, no, I got to put it right.
Hallelujah,
boy. Mother Eve. Let's go to 38 chapter verse 1. Isaiah. Hold on there, Mother Eve, Israel. 38 verse 1. Isaiah 38 verse 1. Mother Eve. Isaiah. Listen to this, what's going on here. Listen to this. 38 verse 1. Remember, just take it back to order. What did it say?
In those days, when
Hezekiah
was sick unto death.
In those days, Hezekiah was sick unto death.
Uh-huh.
What happened? He was sick to death, and here come who?
Isaiah the seer.
Okay, what about Isaiah the seer?
The son of Amos.
Good.
Came unto him.
And he came to the king, right? What is that to the king?
And said
what?
Unto him.
What?
Thus said the Yahweh.
Uh-oh. Thus said Yahweh.
Set thy house in order.
What?
For thou shalt die and not live.
Yeah. So you hear that? So you got to get in order. You or what?
Die.
Is this a man telling you? Mm. And see, he goes piece of tail. Unmanly men would not tell they better ass. Listen, you got death written all over you. And I'm responsible for you. I'm going to tell you, put some fringes on.
Yeah.
Take all that out of time you got and get some fringes on everything you put your hand on. Mm-hmm. I order, put them on the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
If you don't have it in order, you or what?
Yeah.
If we read that.
Hallelujah. That's right.
But we don't want to ever make the better ass. Put them fringes on.
Mm-hmm.
You will have peace and knowing the fact you're saving their life by saying, listen, baby. Fringes, we got to have. We children of Israel are all. Remember when you worked on your job? You remember when you go to job? Don't you do what the boss tell you to do? Get your check.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Well, do what I tell you to do now.
That's right.
Your life. Is that what's going on here?
That's what's going on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, Mother
D.F.
Israel. Hold on, Mother.
What you reading over there, Mother D.F. Israel? We back at it. He's still the elder. We're going to do ping ponging around here.
Proverbs chapter
3,
verse
2. Uh-huh, but we read.
For length of days and long life and peace shall thou add unto thee.
So Mother D.F. Israel. How did you get, we had Proverbs chapter 3, we just finished up verse 2. How did you get your length of days, your long life, your peace? How do you get that?
Torah
instruction, verse 1. You see how it say, go back to that, verse 1? Nothing can go beyond verse 1 in chapter 3. You gotta come back to verse 1. What did he say in verse 4? Verse 3.
Verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you.
Uh-huh. They say, let the Torah instructions forsake you.
Bind them about your neck.
Uh-huh.
Write them up on the tables of thy mind.
Now, where they got to be at again?
In your mind.
It always has to be inside of your mind. That's how we know what you're thinking, Israel. This is how we know what you're thinking. Because if this ain't in your mind, that means you're not thinking that Torah instructions. Verse 4.
Verse 4. So shall I find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahweh and men.
So the Torah instructions give you favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahweh and men. Where we can read that at? Where we can read that at where he gave us something about that. About Torah instructs. Where we can read that at Mother Eve? Or Deuteronomy chapter 4. Pick it up at verse 6 down to 8. Maybe verse 1 to kick it off. We go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. And we're going to pick it up at verse, let me make sure. Hello. Hey, Mother, we're going to pick it up at Deuteronomy chapter 4. Give me verse 1. Again, we're going to read verse 5 and verse 6 down to 8. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 5 down to 8. Look, he just got done saying something here. He said in mind, he said that you'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahuwah and man. Mm-hmm. You remember that through verse 1. What did he say in Deuteronomy chapter 4, give me verse 1, and 5 down to 8?
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 5 to 8.
Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, 5 down to 8.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. And therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach.
So we learned the Torah instructions that that's going to be taught to us by Yahuwah. Continue to read.
What to do then?
So we have to do the Torah instructions, O Israel.
That you may live.
How you live? He said that you may live. So the Torah instructions causes you to live.
Yeah.
Continue to read.
And go in and possess the land.
And you can possess land. Go to the Torah instructions. Continue to read.
Verse 5.
What do you say?
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments. Even as the Yahuwah commanded me that you should do so in the land wherever you go to possess it. Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of all the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who has Yahuwah so mighty unto thee, as the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is in all things that we call upon him for? Verse 8. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this Torah instruction, which I set before you this day?
So, Yahuwah let us know that our Torah instructions is what causes us to be great. But he also let us know that it causes us to be wise. It also put us in a position of understanding, and that's how the other nations go look at us. But what else we read over there in verse 5, Mother D.F. Israel?
Proverbs 7:3, verse 5. Trust in Yahweh with all thy mind. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
But the only way he goes through that is if you do the verse 1. What verse 1 reads?
My son, daughter, forget not my Torah instruction, but let thine mind keep.
So how you can even trust in Yahuwah with all your mind, and your mind is not even on Yahuwah? Because he lets you know in verse 1, if you're going to trust in me with all your mind, they need some Torah instructions in there. If ain't no Torah instructions in that, then you're not trusting in me at all. So that means you're in obedience to your own understanding, because you're not even doing what he told you, what your wisdom and what your understanding in the sight of the other nation. Your wisdom and your understanding is the Torah instruction.
That's right.
So if you're not doing that, then you're not trusting in your Yahweh. What we was reading since they did? Going back over there to that number, chapter 30, verse 1, give me 2. Matter of fact, give me Numbers chapter 9, verse 1 and 8. What do we read?
Verse 1. Numbers chapter 9, verse 1 and 8. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai.
So who's going to speak?
Yahweh spoke to Moses.
Yahweh speaking. Speaking to Moses, what did he say?
In the first month of the second year, after they were come out of the land.
Continue to read. What do you say?
And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you.
So Moses Moses said, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh would command concerning you. But Yahweh gave the commandment. He said, man, Yahweh gave the commandment. Now, let's go, when he gave a commandment, what happened in the book of Numbers chapter 30? Pick it up there, verse 1.